A fun fundraiser that helps local kids get involved in sports is among the offerings this week in New West. The Record has rounded up some of the events happening in New Westminster from Monday, September 16th to Sunday, September 22nd. Here are some highlights of the week ahead. For council watchers, there is no city council meeting this week, but avid council watchers can stay tuned to The Record for some follow-ups on last week's council action. Some New Westminster City Council members are attending this week's Union of BC Municipalities Convention in Vancouver. For folks interested in police issues, the New Westminster Police Board meets on Tuesday, September 17 at 9:30 a.m. This month's agenda includes reports on crime statistics and updates on the NWPD's finances and overtime. You can attend the meeting in person at the police station, 555 Columbia Street, or watch it online. For school board watchers, the New Westminster Board of Education does not meet this week, but trustees will kick off their 2024-2025 meetings next week. Next week's board meeting is on Tuesday, September 24 at 7 p.m. You can attend in person at the board office, 811 Ontario Street, or watch it online via Zoom. For everyone, Amnesty International Canada, in partnership with the Moose Hide Campaign, invites everyone to attend a free screening of the movie Highway of Tears, a documentary looking into the missing and murdered women along a 724-kilometer stretch of highway in northern British Columbia. The event includes a screening of the documentary, followed by a quick discussion. It's on Saturday, September 21st from 2:30 to 4:30 at the main branch of the New Westminster Public Library, 716 6th Avenue. For folks of all ages looking for a fun night out, and some affordable hockey action, New Westminster's police and fire departments will compete in the Kidsport New West Fall Classic, a charity hockey game that is raising funds for Kidsport New Westminster. This family-friendly event includes food trucks, a display of emergency vehicles, a silent auction, a 50-50 draw, and more. It is on Saturday, September 21st from 4 to 10 p.m. at Queen's Park Arena. Tickets are $10 each, exclusive of fees, and can be purchased online. For sports fans, the New Westminster Hayek's varsity squad is taking on Notre Dame on Friday, September 20 at 7:30 p.m. at Mercer Stadium. The game is dubbed Kids Sport under the Friday Night Lights as the New Westminster Secondary School football team will be donating a portion of the proceeds to Kids Sport New West. Admission is $10 for adults and $3 for students. For theater lovers, the Vagabond Players kick off their 2024-2025 season this week with a presentation of Mauritius, a dark comedy centered around a 22-year-old woman who has lived a sheltered life caring for her abusive mother who has just passed away after a lengthy illness. A bit of a warning, this production contains mature content and coarse language. Mauritius starts Thursday, September 19 and runs until Sunday, October 6 at the Bernie Legg Theatre in Queen's Park. Tickets are available online or 604-521-0412L. For folks interested in business licensing, the City of New Westminster is modernizing its business license bylaw and has provided some recommendations to council. Before council considers an updated bylaw, the city is giving community members an opportunity to participate in online feedback sessions to learn more about the draft bylaw, ask questions, and share input. Online focus groups are being held on Wednesday, September 18, 9 to 9:30 a.m., and Thursday, September 19, 6 to 7:30 p.m. Note: pre-registration is required by emailing the city by Tuesday, September 17 at noon. Email business licenses at newwestcity.ca with 1. Your preferred session date, and 2. Your name and business name, if applicable. For gardeners, the New Westminster Public Library is holding a hands-on seed cleaning event to help folk get their newly harvested seeds ready for storage, or for the NWPL's seed library. Gardeners can bring seed materials from their gardens to clean together and donate any extras to the seed library. Folks who have large quantities of bulky seeds or have divided bulbs and have some to share are invited to bring them to the event to share. It's on Saturday, September 21st from 10 a.m. to noon in the parking lot of the NWPL's main branch at 716 6th Avenue. Because it is outdoors, it will be weather-dependent. For foodies, and everyone else. The new West Farmers Market features vendors, food trucks, live music, children's activities and more. This week's market is on Thursday, September 19th from 3 to 7 p.m. in Tipperary Park, 315 Queens Avenue, right next to New Westminster City Hall.